Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, the new Instagram star, Mike Fisher, making up for lost time. Basically a post a minute, it felt like, over the weekend, as Fish is now joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Follow all of us on there. Fish Sports DFW on Instagram. Welcome to the new social media world, Mikey.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yo, you went in the archives. I mean, we're getting pictures from all generations.
I got Sean Sharif following me. I got Ben Rogers following me. And I got Jane Slater following me. That's really the big three of Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, you are going to have, let's see, right now you have 745 followers. Actually, you had 747 3 minutes ago, so people dropped.
Yeah, thanks for ruining it.
But let's see what it is at the end of the segment. And all y'all follow us if you're a Tolo on Instagram. And you were in Denton yesterday, right?
Yeah, Metro, PCS, T-Mobile had us out there in Denton, and I didn't know what to expect. I think that's my first thing like that. Isn't that Roy White's domain?
Yes.
Did he do that?
And Denton's awesome.
It was incredible. So I didn't know if there was going to be 5 people or 5 million, but there must have been 50 Tolos out there, and a whole bunch of them hung out for the whole 2 hours.
Oh, nice.
And we did caricatures and all the rest, so I really appreciate the support. Gave away a Cowboys autograph football. It was a lot of fun.
All right, Mikey, why did they sign George Iloka?
I think a big part of it is that the Eric Berry physical medical thing probably didn't go well.
Yeah.
And as we touched on last week, I don't know that the Cowboys can ever say that. That may be against the law to say that. But I think we can speculate that when he kind of went through and they looked at the Achilles and they looked at all the wear and tear, that they probably thought that Eric Berry was not going to come through a physical with all thumbs up. So they turned to Iloka. And I know that in Cincinnati we talk a lot about, well, he played free safety. And I suppose you can have him part of that triangular rotation. Remember when J.J. Wilcox was here? And would you have Barry Church and Byron Jones? And they were rotating in J.J. Wilcox. And we're like, why are you putting in an inferior player? Why you're taking those guys off the field? Maybe that's where Jeff Heath and Iloka and Xavier Woods all work together. But I think at 6'4 and 226 pounds and now advancing in age a little bit at 29 and having done nothing in Minnesota last year, I think this is probably an in-the-box guy who competes with Jeff Heath for playing time.
Any idea the terms?
All we know, it's 1 year. I don't know the dollars and cents. It's probably not much. I don't think the Cowboys had to win a gigantic bidding war here. Obviously, he visited the Raiders. But again, based on Minnesota last year, there's probably some people who think he's out of gas because Mike Zimmer and the Vikings certainly did.
What's up with Robert Quinn?
The reports that he's visiting the Saints, which this is day 8 of a report that he's visiting the Saints, and we're 0-7 so far, I assume this time it's true, I guess. We will monitor it. But you know, we have, I mean, for me, it's going to have to be kind of photographs or it didn't happen. Because I have photographs of Robert Quinn at the Star. So I know he was there. Mm-hmm. And I know it went well. And I know he watched film with Marinelli. And I know the Cowboys want to do that deal. And we also know that Robert Quinn, and probably the Dolphins too, Sean, want to drum up another suitor. They want to find somebody else to create a little mini bidding war here. And maybe that'll happen. But for me, the pressure on the Cowboys to do the Robert Quinn thing, which I still bet you a beer they will do, is in part tied to the pressure they have on Tank Lawrence and how that thing right now is going nowhere.
Well, we've talked about trading Tank for weeks now.
Yeah.
They're finally getting into the mix. If they were to sit there and tell you, look, we'll trade him for X value, what is that value?
All right, let's start with, this is Brian brought us on the draft show about 3 weeks ago, and if you're a Cowboys fan, I'm sure you're familiar with their fine work. And it's really just spitballing. They're just throwing out ideas. And that's what this really is. And I know now it's become kind of a story with headlines attached to it, but this is mostly Brian Broaddus and the DallasCowboys.com crew kind of just throwing out ideas. And, Chop, that's what we're doing here.
Make sure you clarify that four times, because Roy threw out, we had a fun Dak segment and it became news over Dak rejecting $28 million a year.
Okay. You know what, though? I will say this, and this is some of the, what it was, Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, Roy? Is that Spider-Man?
Yes, it is.
Or is that all of the comic movies?
that's Spider-Man specifically. Well done.
Yeah. But, if this is the Cowboys station, the Cowboys station. So if you say something like that, Roy, you're news. You're newsmaker. And so, we have to be careful to parentheses and asterisks and quote marks and the rest. This is an idea. This isn't necessarily the Cowboys idea at all. But when Brian first tossed it out there, he talked about, well, let's go to the Colts, who have pick whatever, 26 and 58. And my comeback to that was, I can't, in a year where my owner has announced this is urgency 2019, that's the campaign slogan, right?
Yes.
I can't give up one of my three best players for prospects. I got to replace Tank Lawrence. Otherwise, my urgency's gone. Nothing against what you might get at 26 or 58, but there's a really good chance that you're going to get Taco Charlton and Dorrance Armstrong and Randy Gregory. And that's not good enough for urgency 2019.
I know.
Yeah, but it's about team building, right? Like, honestly, truthfully, if the Cowboys really cared about getting max value for Tank, they'd trade him the day after the draft for two firsts, because that's when they'd get two firsts.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't, if they trade him now, they're not getting two ones, they're getting one.
Yeah, but their team building objective is to win the Super Bowl this year. That's their team building objective.
Right.
That's what they keep telling us.
They keep telling us that, but we all know their team building is faulty because they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well,
again, Chop. Now we've played this game for a long time with you. There's a 31 out of 32 chance that you're right, that Team X won't win the Super Bowl. But you can't enter a Cowboys season after which you just won the NFC East three times the last 5 years and say, well, we know we're going to suck this year.
And a playoff game and a playoff win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not going to suck. They're going to be a playoff team. They're just not a Super Bowl contender. And they should know that.
Okay. Last year, I believe. And listen, you're turning me into having to be Fish Homer. And the next thing you know, it turns into a Mickey Fisher segment.
Yeah.
They were a Final Eight team last year.
They were.
So that's inching close to semi-contention.
Yes.
And I don't blame them if they're saying, let's load up because we got urgency 2019. But if you've got a conflict with this agent, David Cantor, with you, which you do, you better settle it. Because the closer we get to the draft, and Chop, I think this is what you're talking about regarding make the trade afterwards, the closer we get here, the more other teams, they're not giving you a first.
Yeah, the picks are more valuable.
They're not giving you a first and a second. And so my contention back, if I'm sitting in that room with the Joneses and they're saying, what can we trade for Tank Lawrence? I would tell them, unless you're going to go get me a top 10 pick so I can replace Tank Lawrence, so I can go get Ed Oliver from Houston, the interior defensive lineman, get Quinn Williams from Alabama, get one of the three edge rushers up there. That's the only way I can trade Tank Lawrence, because it's the only way I can replace him. And if teams aren't going to do that, and they won't, then I've either got to A, go sign Tank Lawrence, or if you really do feel like the agent is being completely unreasonable and he's willing to go Le'Veon Bell, his client, all the more reason you go make the Robert Quinn trade. And I know they don't play the same position, but for people to say, including the Cowboys, that there's no tie at all between our Tank talks and our Quinn talks, that's just not true. There absolutely are ties.
Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline. Is Amari and Dak going to get done anytime soon?
Every day that goes by and Amari doesn't get done, the Cowboys cost themselves another penny, and he makes himself another penny because Julio Jones now is right around the corner, right?
Yes.
The Cowboys' position on this is they knew all along, this is the ballpark we're going to be in. Antonio Brown might have changed the ballpark a little bit,
yep,
but they have this budgeted to do this. I know that we all kind of, every time somebody signs, Sean, it's like, well, if you would have done the player X yesterday, you could have saved money.
Yeah.
But that's always going to be true.
Yeah.
there's always going to be another signing tomorrow and another signing the next day that moves the bar up a little bit.
True.
I don't think there's a problem with Amari Cooper negotiations. I think they have reason to feel good about that. And then the Dak Prescott stuff, this is going to be debated till the end of his career, maybe even if he wins a Super Bowl. We're still going to argue whether or not Dak Prescott is a good NFL quarterback or if he's just good for the Cowboys as a quarterback.
Yes, and I would like to find out how ticked off Dak would be if he goes into this season without an extension. I would imagine he would not be happy. Is Jerry Jones magical enough as a salesman to convince Dak Prescott somehow, my dream, to go into this year without his extension, Fish?
Since the Cowboys are already on record as saying that that's not what they're going to do, that in essence, you've already promised the player that you're going to take care of him. Now, Tank Lawrence kind of thinks they promised that player too.
Right.
And look where we are now.
Yes. All right, what'd you think of the Mavs win at Golden State by what, 35?
Yeah, and this is and another triple-double for Luka and Dirk Nowitzki. I think Dirk Nowitzki's 21 points in that is all the more reason to feed optimism about him playing next year. His standards were, will I have fun? Will I still be able to contribute? And are we any good? He said the other day that he thinks this Mavericks team is better than it was before the trade. Now, the wins and losses don't show that, but, of course, that's because after the trade, they started tanking or organically tanking. But the 21 points and the fun that he's having, I know a lot of people, Sean, are saying, why are we trying to kick him out of the league? Why are we trying to push him out with these farewells?
Kevin Durant said that, and Dirk has an edge. He has an edginess to him about this. In the post-game interview with Skin, he's like, well, I know it's my my final game here, but that's because they're building a new arena. Like, he's not playing any of this retirement stuff. He sounds ticked whenever it's just assumed for him.
Yeah, and Fish, right. you that's an exclusive. You can't just slide in there that Dirk might be playing next year. You just slid that in there like a girl says, well, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm suggesting that there's plenty of signs that point to it. His ability to compartmentalize season by season is impressive. That's why he's kind of saying, quit asking me about this in a way, even though I'm sure he loves Skin. I know he loves Skin. But to this idea that why are we pushing him out? Why are we saying goodbye? We can say goodbye again next year. If you love Dirk Nowitzki and you're a Clippers fan or Celtics fan or Pacers fan, you can say I love you twice.
But, Mike, I don't think anyone's trying to push him out. We're number one, we're assuming, assuming with pretty solid ground. And we want to pay him the respects in all the arenas he's going to. So it's not disrespectful trying to kick him out. People are trying to pay him respect in these different arenas because of what seems obvious.
Right. And I think all of us involved, fans in every city and obviously here, will respect whatever Dirk's decision is.
Sure.
But I watched him play at Golden State like you guys did the other night, and I'm watching a guy that can still play in the NBA. I'm watching a guy that's having fun, and I'm watching a guy who said with his own words, our team is better today than it was before the trade. So maybe now I am a Homer Fish. Maybe I'm just a blind Mavericks optimist Homer. But Dirk Nowitzki in my locker room, even if he's the 14th man or he doesn't play that night or he doesn't make this road trip, Dirk Nowitzki in my locker room helps my franchise and helps my team.
I just got you 100 more Instagram Ooh. Followers.
Wow. You got them.
Yeah, I announced it, didn't I? Yeah.
It's saying your IG follow for the last hour.
I'm tweeting your direct link.
Boy, but man, that was Jesse doesn't want your help, Sean.
What'd you say, Mike?
What does this get us?
The Instagram following?
Yeah.
Nothing for you at 850.
Why are you doing it? I know you, and I know you wouldn't have done it without a purpose. So what's your angle?
I went to the Professor Ben Rogers' branding class over the weekend.
And it's always a smart play to do that. Real quick, Blake Griffin, this is an article for you to write. Blake Griffin, Kyle Kuzma, and Donovan Mitchell all trying to name Trae Young Rookie of the Year. What are the chances that happens? He had a game winner over the weekend. Oh, yeah, Luka got a triple-double, I think, the same day.
It's too bad Trae Young wasn't very good in the first half of the season because he is tied with Luka for Rookie of the Year in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. But they give the award for all the year.
They do. Typically, it's all the year.
You could also look, if you want to, at his plus-minus for somebody that's done some fantastic things, and he's terrific. He really he really might be Steph Curry Jr.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be fun for the NBA. But his plus-minus thing makes him look like he actually has piles and piles of empty stats over the course of the year. I don't think the voting's going to be close. I think Luka Doncic is going to run away with Rookie of the Year, and I think the fact that he wins NBA player, Western Conference Player of the Month, every single month,
yep,
I think is justification and pointing towards that.
Thank you, Fish.
Salute.
Mike, no, wrong show, idiot. No, I do all this stuff for this guy, and he always treats us. I need to stop.
That's why I don't do anything for him.
I'm buying him steak dinners. Yeah. I'm retweeting his stuff. I'm throwing out his Instagram. Just continual. We're like the abused housewife show.
It's your own fault. I don't do anything for him.
It is my fault.
Yeah, I don't do anything for him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.